It's the Real Estate Podcast, brought to you by ANZ Home Loans for financial well-beings.
And welcome back to another episode of the Real Estate Breakfast, every morning and available on iHeartRadio, of course. We're available on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and also Amazon. So wherever you get your podcast from, we are there. And it is a Thursday morning, February the 8th for 2024. And we are catching up with somebody first time for 2024, and that is Asti Mariasmo from PRD. And a very good morning to you, Asti. How has your 2024 started?
Hello, good morning. Can I still say Happy New Year, or is it too late now?
No, I think you can say Happy Belated New Year. Yeah.
So yeah, Happy Belated New Year. I know that I haven't spoken to you until now. Suddenly it's February.
That is true, isn't it? The last time that we spoke was actually on Christmas morning when we ran the Christmas morning special. And if you haven't listened to that podcast, just go to December the 25th of 2023 and you will hear Asti talking from her place about, I think, all those Christmas presents that you were opening at the time.
Yes, definitely. We unfortunately had a bit of a hiccup with those presents because a couple of them went missing thanks to some of them not arriving on time. But it was okay. You know, we still opened up all of the presents. Everybody was happy. Christmas break was as relaxing as it could be because I took an extra week off for the school holidays. Only got back to work on the 15th of January. So yeah, it was definitely a really good break for me.
Now, tell us a little bit about your holiday break, because you are from Indonesia. That is your home country, and you traveled back to Indonesia. So how was that? That would have been a good little break for you.
It was. So I'm originally from Jakarta, Indonesia, and this particular holiday break was quite significant because my dad has had problems with his knees. He hasn't been able to walk properly for the past 6 to 8 months. Over the break just before New Year's, he had about 2 million stem cells injected, so live stem cells injected into his knees. And then after that, another follow-up injection about a week later and another follow-up injection a week later. It was a good break being at home, but at the same time, it was a big one because it was also looking after my dad. And thankfully, now he has been cleared to travel. The stem cell took and it worked. And that was the last thing that was our hope before a full knee reconstruction. But he can definitely walk better than before.
When those stem cells take, they work pretty quickly, I think, don't they?
They do. They do. So there was a bit of a worry that it might not take and there might be infection and things like that. But when they do take, I was able to see a massive improvement in my dad within like 2-3 days. He was still had to be in bed and had to have like the ice physio and all that kind of thing. But after about 2-3 days, he was starting to be able to get up by himself, and by the end of like the first week, able to walk around the house, like from the room to the living room to the outside area. So definitely when it does take, it definitely, you know, gives you quick, fast results.
And does your dad in Indonesia listen to his daughter on the podcast?
He sometimes does, although sometimes he goes, "What on earth are you talking about?"
We're talking about him. So what's his first name?
His first name is actually my last name, Mariasmo. He's an economist himself. So he's a professor in accounting and economics in Indonesia. Sometimes we have this like really great chats about the property market in Indonesia versus Australia and where the similarities are, where the differences are. And, you know, we do go on to that, this whole big massive chat about economic policy and what the government is doing to stimulate buyers or housing supply. So, you know, sometimes we do talk on that on that particular subject. And then sometimes when I talk specifically about certain suburbs or certain names or places in Australia, he'll be going, what on earth are you saying? I've never heard of those names before. They sound complicated.
Mr. Marty Asmo, glad that you're feeling better and the knees are going to get the treatment they deserve. So your daughter is doing a great job on the podcast. After the break, of course, we are going to talk about real estate, and Asti will give us some of her impressions and her thoughts for the start of 2024.
Decode the property market with insider knowledge and insights to better navigate your real estate journey on The Real Estate Podcast.
And good morning if you are in Toowoomba this morning in Queensland. Some predictions for you over the next 4 years is actually suggesting suburbs could surpass the $1 million mark. PropTrack suggests that by 2028, affluent areas like East Toowoomba, Highfields and Middle Ridge could see median house prices exceeding seven figures. Even Westbrook and Mount Lofty could emerge as contenders with median prices close to $1 million. However, PropTrack data suggests that North Toowoomba may have a comparatively low median price at $513,000. You know, Toowoomba's housing market has climbed over 50% price growth since the onset of the pandemic. So does Toowoomba look pretty good for you in February of 2024? Many people say that Queensland at the moment looks good everywhere.
Let's explore together the power of real estate. We keep you better informed and updated.
And it is a Real Estate Thursday today. We are with Asti Marty Asmo. Let's dive into the real estate property market. The first question that I've got is, what is the main thing that you have noticed for 2024 thus far?
So it's been really interesting because I think last year there was a lot of kind of uncertainty and a lot of what I would call like frenzied sort of like energy in the property market, especially with buyers, where buyers were very much so watching the cash rate, you know, what's going to happen on a month by month basis. We still had some cash rates that were going up quite steadily or being held stable. And a lot of buyers were going, okay, I need to make my decision now before there's another cash rate increase, because that will impact my borrowing power, how much I can afford, or it might impact my mortgage repayments. Whereas now with the current stable cash rate, definitely we still see that volume of buyers in open homes or inquiry level. But in terms of buyers actually making their decision and actually saying, yep, we're definitely putting in an offer for this house, or we're willing to renegotiate on an offer to go a bit higher, or whatever it might be, we're seeing a slightly more subdued sort of like buyers thinking more and thinking for a little bit more longer than previously. And they're taking a bit more time as to looking at more houses, going to more open inspections and comparing, you know, different houses or different townhouses, units, whatever it is that they might be going for, to make sure that they are getting the best deal possible.
Yes, and if you have a look at those first home buyers, I think it's fair to say that they are committing to higher levels of debt. Now, tell me whether or not you're seeing that. And I think the other thing that is happening is there's probably not as many of them in the market trying to get into the real estate property market.
Yeah, definitely. We are seeing a slight downturn. So data in September quarter 2023 showed that there were about 27,000 first home buyer loans that was approved across Australia. And that's about 1,000 less than September quarter 2022. So back then, there was about 28,000 loans that was approved for first home buyer, and we've seen 1,000 less in the space of 12 months. Previously, first home buyer loans on average was $483,000, whereas now it's up to $503,000. So definitely there is less first home buyers in the market, and the average that they're committing to is slightly higher as well.
Now, I want to ask you about the Canberra property market, because the market not really recovering as well as some of the other markets. What in that space have you noticed about the Canberra market, if you can talk to that this morning, Asti?
It's the same case with a lot of other capital cities across Australia. But in Canberra, I think because there is less people, and because there is less people, when those less people take a little bit longer to actually make their decision, the impact of it is greater than, say, in Sydney or Melbourne, where you have a much higher level of population. And so even though in terms of the time that people are taking in the market to make their the decision is roughly the same, because there is a smaller market in Canberra, the impact is felt a little bit more. So it's really more of that numbers game. And it is, like I said, it's across all markets. Canberra in particular does get slow around kind of like that November to February sort of timeframe, because a lot of the government officials or a lot of the government departments do take that break. And therefore, there aren't that many people that are active in the market. That's also the time where a lot of students take a break as well over the summer period. And so there aren't a lot of international students in the market looking for rentals or looking for homes. So there's always that bit of slowdown in Canberra during that time frame, just because of the demographics that it's normally made out of.
And if we switch from Canberra to Sydney, recently I had a interesting conversation just talking about how many different sub-markets there are at the moment in Sydney. I mean, it's huge, right? And there are all of these sub-markets that are performing different across various parts of Sydney. Just in terms of that, are there any sub-markets in the Sydney property market for 2024 that you think that maybe we should look out for in terms of a bit of a prediction?
So if I can be a little bit of a crystal ball, you know, there are definitely some markets in Sydney that we've identified as a little bit more affordable and has really good growth and some potential to grow. So those are places like North Rocks, Craydon Park, Kogarah, Bankston, Auburn and Villawood. So those places we've identified as some of the more affordable markets, and also some places that we are expecting quite a lot of growth in the area in 2024. Some people may not have been looking at those markets thus far, or they might have, you know, said that, oh, I haven't thought about that market before. But those are definitely some of the markets that we've put forward in our report last year.
Okay, well, that is great. That is a nice way to round things off. Enjoy your Thursday. I'm sure Mr. Marty Asmo has taken a listen to the podcast this morning, and look forward to chatting again soon.
Thank you. He's actually on his way here. So he'll be landing in Brisbane tonight at about 11 p.m.
Well, in that case, welcome to Australia, Mr. Marty Asmo.
Every week, unravel the real estate market to empower your real estate knowledge.
One of those names is Nambour. There will be, of course, many of our listeners outside of Queensland that may not have heard about that area.
Yeah, so Nambour is a gateway to Sunshine Coast hinterland. Nambour is packed with small town charm, only 20 minutes drive to the beach, and it's extremely affordable for the investors. So Nambour has been very popular for the first home buyers and investors, where the median house price is about $675,000 and the rental yield for the houses has gone up to 4.8%.
We connect you to the best real estate information across Australia, the Real Estate Podcast.